Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
That music knocks me out.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to a Blog Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we've got a great show. We've had some good show. I enjoy them tremendously, so I hope you guys are enjoying them too. But tonight we've got actor Michael Cole from the Mod Squad. He played Peter. Was it Pete? Pete Cochran on the Mod Squad, and well, he played the white guy. We all know that.
Yeah, right.
And he's got his okay. Yeah, and his book is called "I Played the White Guy," and we were just talking about me having to get it. I got to get my hands on it. On the phone, Mr. Michael Cole. How are you, sir? Thank you so much for joining me.
Very good, Joanne. Actually, it's always a pleasure. For some reason, we became buddies over the phone.
And I love it.
Yeah, I do too. There's always a place in my heart for you and whoever calls in.
And
that's the honest to God truth.
Both you and Shelley, I love to death, and can't thank you enough for coming back. And you know, I apologize for not keeping in touch. Things are crazy. You know, I'm a one woman show here, so I got no time. Just crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
I understand. And you know what we should do too?
What, hon?
Is just call each other from time to time to say hello.
I tried and I got taken away. I know. Because we were talking for a while there, like at least once for a little bit, and then sorry that I haven't, but
you're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, Joanne.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Who said that?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to jump right into it, but I think we have a fan on the phone for you if you'd like to take a call.
Absolutely. Are no such things to me. Wait a minute, Joanne.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
To me, a voice felt it for, God, that show was on 50-some years ago. Can you imagine that? But I've always said that I never wanted to call fans because to me, they're all friends.
Right. Well, you're so beloved.
And,
you are. Michael, you're so beloved. You're a sweetheart. And to me, you're so kind to me all the time. And I swear you're the sweetest, kindest, nicest guy in Hollywood that I've gotten to know. And I thank you for that. And everything go ahead. I didn't mean to.
Go ahead. What, honey?
I was going to say, all the shows we watched and grew up with are now 50 years old, all of them. And they're all still popular.
Can you believe that?
But they're all still popular, and everybody loves the celebrities that play the roles. And it's just our lives, I guess, and we can't let it go. I don't know. I don't know what the fascination is.
I do.
What is it, honey?
The fascination with a lot of the shows was that the timing at that time when it was on it became very real. It was very real for I don't want to say fans.
It reflected on the times.
Yeah, it was, Shelley just said it. It was a reflection of the times.
Yeah.
And
it was.
Yeah, we didn't. We
and
what, Shell? Yeah, that's right. Shell just said, like, the TV had never dealt with anything like this, like the old Mod Squad.
No. Right, right.
And
right. Well, the funny thing
was,
you had boy at the time, you didn't want to take the role because you didn't want to play a cop. You didn't want people to think you were ratting people out.
That was exactly right. In fact, when I went in to meet Aaron Spelling, I told him I didn't want to do this shit because I didn't want to play a cop. As a matter of fact, I had enough run-ins with the cops myself.
Mm-hmm.
In real life.
Right,
and
right.
So I didn't want to do that.
Right.
But all of a sudden, Aaron Spelling, bless his heart, if he had one, he said, look, it's not a police cop show.
Mm.
It's a show about caring.
Right,
and we cared about the people,
and you guys had such a wonderful relationship. The three of you, well, not the three, the four of you that were main characters. I'm sure you had a wonderful relationship with the entire team, behind the scenes and everything. So. Listen, why don't we take this call from this poor soul that's holding for 6 minutes?
I would love to.
All right, hang on 1 second. Here we go. Let's see who we got on the phone tonight. Let's see. Hold on. Hey, welcome to the radio show. You're on with Michael Cole. What's your name, and do you have a question, or you just want to say hi?
Hello.
Hello.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you. Is it you?
Yeah. Oh, would you get it? It's Elena again. How do I keep getting through? Hi, Michael. Hi, hon. It's Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Hi.
How are you doing?
How you doing? Hi, Joanne. Hi, Shelley. Hi, the whole Michael Cole official group. Hi, hi.
No.
I just wanted to
tell
you.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
I know. Well, I want to tell
where
you.
Where are you and what are you up to?
Taking care of hubby the way Shelley takes care of you, running around, staying safe.
All right.
Wearing my mask.
Yes.
And
Yes. Thank God.
And that's
most
about
of
it.
That.
Things changed. But I wanted to tell you, first of all, I won the birthday thing. So you get ready for my questions. I sent Stephanie some hard questions. But what I called to let you know, Melody is on the road. She's going to try to call in, my friend and your friend. She'll try to call in, but she joined the group. She's new. She joined in April.
Oh, wow. That's,
Stephanie doesn't know.
You know what?
But we're all mutual friends. I don't know if she knew Melody was. Melody was a singer. She did sing in a lot of the places we went to, like the Samoa
House.
That's
beautiful.
But I'm
wait,
glad
you mean the Melanie? Elena, do you mean Melanie?
Is that Melody?
Melody. The singer
Melody.
She had a hit. Oh, Melody.
No,
my bad.
Actually Melody, Joanne.
Yes, Melody.
Melody.
Yeah.
You know what's neat? You guys sound like buddies.
Well, no. Well, we are buddies,
Yeah, you are.
Well, yeah, we're Facebook friends. I think we're Facebook friends, yes? So I think we're finally Facebook friends.
The other day, we are. So I'm going to let other people call in, Michael, because you probably have a list. I don't know how I'm so fortunate to be number first caller again, But I love you, and good luck on the birthday questions I'm asking you. They're going to rattle your mind, and Shelley's going to have to help. All right, enjoy the show tonight. Talk to you soon.
All right, God bless.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Alina.
God bless.
Thank
love you, Michael. Bye, Joanne.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye, honey. Bye. Well, we got another one, Michael. Let's see who we got on the phone now. Let's see.
Is that moving or what?
Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're Michael Cole. What's your name, and do you have a question, or you want to just say hi?
Hi, this is Casey McSorley.
What do you want?
Uh-oh, what do you want?
So, my question for Michael is...
What's happening, Case?
Oh, not much. How are you?
We're going to work it out anyway.
You betcha.
Yeah. You betcha. How's your foot and all that stuff?
Oh, it's doing wonderful. It's doing so well.
Joanne, this beautiful young
lady. Do you have a question, Kate? I just wanted...
Yeah, my question is, so, Michael, how did you come to realize that acting was what you wanted to do? Did you have some kind of aha moment with that, or, you know, what? How did that come to fruition for you?
It really was. When I was the first film I ever saw, I saw with my mom. And we lived right next door to a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I went to the movies, and I said, you know what, Ma? I want to do this. I think I can do that.
Right.
And so my mother and I stood out in front of the theater, and I might have made an ass of myself, but I stood out the reflection of the doors in the movie house.
Right.
And I started to do a couple of scenes from the...
Right there in front of the theater?
It was from Samson. You know, as a matter of fact, Shell just said it was from Samson and Delilah.
Wow.
And I was about 5 years old. Yeah. And,
oh, my goodness.
And I could see the reflection in the mirrors from Samson and Delilah. And I said, you know what? I want to do that. I can do what Samson did. Well,
that's so amazing.
Yeah, and some people said, a couple people were walking by, and they said, are you really, you weren't in this, were you? And I said, no, but I'm going to be.
Oh, that's
amazing.
There you go. Hey, Michael,
I got to ask you something,
Michael. How old were you when you got your first role, and how old were you when you were doing Mod Squad?
Oh, first, I have no idea. But Mod Squad, well, you know, Mod Squad was getting, to tell you the truth, and I'm sure a lot of the people, I was getting in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Like Pete Cochran was.
Yeah.
And so I just said, you know, I started to get in too much trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fights and the stuff like that, and drinking and...
Right.
Yeah, that's... you know all this stuff. There's...
Right. We know. But I'm so happy you've become the man you are, and you've overcome that. And thank you to Shelley for bringing you back to life, too. You know, I love her for that, and that's fabulous.
Oh, amen to that.
Yeah.
So do I. Thank you.
Because we wouldn't be right now if it wasn't for Shelley, I think. I don't think we'd be talking right now.
I always say I'd be one of two places if it wasn't for Shelley. I'd be dead or in jail.
Yep.
And that is the truth.
Yep.
And so I was so lucky to meet her.
Mm.
And it just, it was I'm babbling now because I don't really know what to say. She was not only beautiful, but she was very intelligent, and she didn't she didn't throw me out of her place. So I can just go with that, and I'm ahead of the game.
She's a keeper. She's a keeper. She's not on the streets.
She sure is.
I like that, a keeper.
Casey, any questions, Michael, or
that's all I wanted to ask. I just want to say I love you so much, Michael, and congratulations on everything. And you are so loved.
Oh, back
yes,
at
he
you.
Is.
Boy,
okay, thank
so
you
much.
So much for calling in.
Oh, sure thing. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, you say hi to your mom.
Thank you.
I sure will. I will.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Oh, Michael, we have another call, or would you like another call?
Sure. Again,
there we go. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michael Cole. What's your name? And you want to just say hi? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. Yes, we can.
Hi. This is Melody, Michael. It's Melody.
Oh, my Lord.
From Samoa House.
We're just talking about you, Melody.
Do you remember Samoa House, Michael?
Do I remember? Man, there was, of course, how the hell, there were many times, though, that I almost didn't remember, as I'm sure you know.
I'm sure. But we had some fun times there. I sang there for many years, and then I sang at Tractons. You used to come to hear me. And at Samoa House, and all the stunt guys used to come. How are you feeling?
Boy, oh boy. Snuffy, you remember Snuffy?
Snuffy very well. I remember him very well. We were very close. Very close. Do you remember Charles Paterni?
Of course.
Well, I'm still in touch with Charles. I'm still in touch with him.
Really?
Yes, I am. He's doing great.
I know he was directing for years.
Yes, he's doing both. He's directing, he's doing everything, and he looks fabulous.
Good, good, good. He was a damn good director.
Yes, very good. Yeah, very good. And very handsome.
He always was that. And
no one's more handsome than you, Michael. Michael, no one's
more
handsome than you.
Well, that is true. That is true. But Michael is
Irish. No one's more handsome.
And Charlie is Italian, so it's a different look.
Oh, okay. But Charlie was a hell of a stuntman, too.
Yes, he was a good stuntman. Yeah, Glenn Wilder, too. You remember Glenn?
Of course.
Yeah, they all worked on your set.
He was a handsome guy, man.
Yeah,
Glenn.
They all worked on your set. Yeah, I dated a lot of those guys.
They were beautiful.
Yeah.
They were beautiful. Glenn.
And how's Shelley
Glenn
doing?
Is no longer
How are
with
you,
us.
Shelley? I know that. Yeah. Is Shelley doing okay?
She's doing great. She, we were talking before, and I'm just so lucky to have Shelley.
Yes, you are. She's lucky to have you.
Yeah.
She's lucky to have each other.
That's right.
Thank you.
Now, are you going to be doing anything
about
new?
He can barely speak.
I know. I don't blame him. She looks great.
Yeah.
She looks great. Are you going to be doing anything new, Michael?
The only thing I can do is be old.
Well, honey, we're all headed that way. So you're not
alone. Well, Michael, last time we spoke, you were doing something with motorcycles. What was going on with that? Did that happen, or did the pandemic put that aside?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last.
The last time we spoke, I think you were doing something with motorcycles. Did that happen, or did that get put aside because of the pandemic?
No, it was a book.
Right,
and,
right. Is it all done?
You know about the book. The name of the book is I Played the White Guy.
No, I know. You were talking about something. Oh, God. You said you were doing some kind of motorcycle thing. I can't recall. I'm sorry.
You know what? It's okay. It was about motorcycles. But that was a separate thing altogether.
Yeah. Was that done? Is it finished? Is it finished or no?
Yeah, no, you know, I got pissed off.
Uh-oh.
And, I did a little Steve McQueen thing. Hey, guys.
Ooh. Well, Steve, you know what? You know what? Never piss off a nice guy. They're the ones that are the craziest. you got
that's,
that right. You got
that's
that
what
right.
Somebody told me. Somebody else told me that.
Okay, Michael, I'm gonna go. It was great to talk to you, and let us know when you're coming back to. Yeah, let us know when you're coming back to New York or New Jersey, and I'll try to get there to see you with Elena.
Oh, beautiful!
All right,
can I?
Yes, please do,
Yes.
I'm only kidding.
Did you
want to
say something? Oh, okay. You can come. You can come. All right.
Oh, you kind of out there anyway. All right.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Well,
please say hi to Elena.
Melody.
Yes.
Take care. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye. Bye, Michael. Love you. Bye.
Love you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, see, you've touched so many people in so many ways that you don't even know. That's why it won't die. That's why the Mod Squad and you yourself and the career won't die, because you've touched so many people that you – I don't think you – realize how many people you've touched, you know. Well, let's not say touch. You
what? You know that
you touch people emotionally, not physically. You know, I was joking. I was joking.
Yes, I know you were. I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, there were so many people that a long time ago I started. Elena will vouch for that. I started thinking of all these people not as fans, but as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can see that. I can see that, and I feel that way with you as well. I'm a fan, but I feel like we're friends, and I love that. Thank you. Thank you for letting me into your world. Thank you for letting me into your world. I appreciate it. I do. And you can tell by the people who call to speak how much they love you. And my God, your fan club. How many members are in the fan club?
I don't know. There's
roughly
a few thousand.
Yeah, it's huge.
A few thousand
it's huge.
Now.
Yeah. Well, we've got another caller. You want to take one more?
Of them.
Let's take another call.
Sure.
Let's see who's calling. Let's see who we got. Let's see who's on the phone. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio. Round Mike. Cole, what's your name? And you got a question, or I just want to say hey?
Hi, is this me?
This is you.
This is
oh
you.
My gosh, I didn't realize I was on. Hello, Michael, and hello, Joanne. This is Marie Blauvelt in Massachusetts, and I've never had the pleasure of meeting you, Michael, and yet I feel I know you just because of watching your work.
That was beautiful to hear. I a long time ago. God, you realize how long ago that was. I stopped calling. It's different people.
Yeah, what Shelley said is that now.
Hi, Shelley.
Yeah, right.
Marie.
And go ahead, Marie.
Oh, I was just going to say, Michael, I was wondering how you and Shelley are getting through the pandemic. I know you're very spiritual people, and I was wondering whether you had some sort of thoughts or inspirations or something that's been helping you to weather this turbulent time.
Yes, actually. I was born and raised Irish Catholic, and so that got me through a lot of stuff because I was drinking all the time and getting in trouble, et cetera, et cetera. But
sorry.
So, Buddy Jesus, you're Buddy Jesus, right? Yeah.
What, honey?
I was going to say you used to talk about your Buddy Jesus. Isn't that what you
call
him?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, my friend. Yep, my buddy. Wait a minute, that was in the book.
Yes, it was in the book. Yes, which I probably have memorized because I loved it so much.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
We haven't even talked about the book yet because he keeps getting all these fans calling in. We haven't even talked about the book yet.
I'll say goodnight and wake and let the phone lines open to someone else. But, Michael, can you do me a favor? My best friend and I have been fans of yours since the show was airing, and we still talk every week together about the show. We always talk about an episode we watched on YouTube, or I have the videos, and we compare notes and we say, well, what if Julie had said this? And we really love it and love you. And
that
so if you could just give
so
a shout out to my friend, her name is Carol, and I know she's probably tuning in. If not, I'll send her a recording of this because she loves you as much as I do.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So her name is Carol.
Carol.
Yeah.
Carol. Yeah. No, it's Shelley over her. But thank you if you would say hi to her for me. It would mean a lot.
Yeah, thank you. I will.
I stopped calling them fans a long time ago because they all became friends.
That's how we feel about you.
Right?
That's
Isn't that true?
It really
Marie?
Is.
That's how we feel about it.
You just transcend being an actor and a star. You just are such a real human being in every encounter we have with you that you can't help but touch our hearts. So you really carry the art to a different level, and we thank you for it.
Very nice. So
thank
Marie,
you
thank you so much for calling in. Take care and bye,
for
Carol.
This show. Bye. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, God bless. Bye bye.
All right, we got one more. You want to take another one? Let's see who we got.
Sure.
Let's see who we got holding for you tonight. Let's see. Come on. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michael Cole. Do you have a question or you just want to say hi? And what's your name?
Hi, my name is Janie.
Hi, Janie.
Jamie.
Hi, Michael.
our Jamie?
Yeah, you're Jamie.
Okay.
Casey's mom, okay? Casey's mom.
Yeah, we just talked to Casey.
Casey's mom.
I know, I was there.
you were there? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a blessing. I had no idea that you guys were going to call.
Absolutely.
Now I'm getting choked up because I love this lady. I love this whole family that's called in, and Shelley knows them and loves them, and I'm starting to stutter.
Well, the feeling is mutual, my friend. So I'll redirect you. I want to go to I think one of your favorite things to talk about that you love telling stories about is Sammy Davis and his appearing on the Mod Squad. And could you give us some insight into some of that for the gang?
I really couldn't believe that somebody, the phone rang right on the set, And one of the crew guys said, "Hey, Michael, here, it's for you." I said, "What do you mean for me?" And said, "It's Sammy." Now I said, what, wait a minute. Sammy Davis? And I almost fainted right there.
Yeah, that was all your cage, wasn't it? Wow.
And he came out, he was on the phone. I couldn't believe it. Then I was sitting in the dressing room, and Sammy pounded on the door.
Oh,
he's
Lord.
Not very big, but he's strong as hell.
He's a short guy, yeah.
And he said, "Michael, I got to do this show." "Oh, okay."
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And, that was that. The next episode or so, Aaron Spelling came up to the set and said, "I have a friend that wants to do this show." And I said, "Wait a minute, it couldn't be." And he said, "Yeah, Sammy Davis." And see what, did you hear that? That's what the hell I was
talking
about.
Yeah.
I wound up in Clarence's dressing room, which was right across from mine. And I look up and I kept looking at this guy. And this guy I was looking at, I couldn't bloody believe it, was Sammy Davis Jr.
Right.
He, see what I'm doing right now, studying. It was like that.
Yeah.
But he was a beautiful guy, beautiful guy.
Well,
and
you've told stories about how he came to your side car accident and kind of was available to you through all of that because he had experienced
nice.
A similar,
yeah,
obviously
absolutely
situation.
Did.
So
and,
cool, though,
yeah,
that he wasn't just an actor buddy, he was a buddy.
Right.
Absolutely.
He befriended you.
Over at his house many times. And,
nice.
And the thing of it was, too, is that, he lost his eye.
Right.
Right.
And so he said, "Don't do what I did."
Mm-hmm.
So what, Sam?
When you had your car accident.
Right, when I had my car accident. And this is so incredible talking to you people about Sammy, and that he told me the same thing. Don't do what I did. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You've got two beautiful, whatever. We became really good friends. And, I know another one of that group. Sammy and I became really good friends. And, I'm stuttering. I don't usually do this, but after he said that, I almost started to cry.
Mm.
And
that kind
Sammy,
did that kind of wake you up a bit? Did that kind of wake you up a bit coming from him, or no? Short-lived wake up.
Wake
a short-lived
up.
Wake up call.
It sure as hell was.
Hmm.
And like the next day or so, within a couple of days, I come on the lot, and there's a Rolls Royce. And I knew Sammy had one. I said, "My God, he is here." And so I walk on the set, and one of the crew guys says, "Michael, somebody wants to say hi to you." So who the hell? See, I'm stuttering again.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden Sammy Davis comes walking over.
Mm.
And he said, Michael. Like, you know, he wasn't that big.
Yeah.
But he comes running over. He was strong as hell with all that, you know, dancing and stuff. And he just came running over to me and hugged. I got one of those Sammy hugs. And it was so touching. It was beautiful.
He cared about you, and obviously, and I think I can speak from experience that anybody who meets you and knows you, you affect them as equally as they affect you. You're welcome. I just love hearing you talk about Sam because I know he meant a lot to you, and I just want to say I love you.
Thank you, Angel.
Jamie.
I took my mother over to.
I know. I love that story.
You took your mom to meet Sammy?
Yes. Yes, and he was so beautiful to her. I mean, he was beautiful to everybody he met.
Right.
That was Sam. And he just, like, hugged her, too. And he brought a tear.
Because
who the hell am I from Madison, Wisconsin? And to introduce my mother, this is my friend Sammy. Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
I bet Sammy would have told his mother the same thing about you.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I'm going to go and let someone else chime in, but I can tell everybody out there, if you haven't read the book, get it, read it. You won't regret it. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
it
now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Take
love
care.
You. Love yourself. Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye.
Mwah.
Boy, how is that?
Boy, see how much you're loved, see? And then 50 years later, everybody still remembers you as just being a fantastic, wonderful guy, and it's beautiful. And I love you. You know that. And And you got both of you, Shelly. So sweet. So sweet. So let's tell everybody about the book. I played the white guy, right? Who's that about?
Right.
I'm only kidding. So is the book more your show? Or a little bit?
I'm sorry.
I said, is the book more about your entire career, your journey in life, or was it about your journey on the Mod Squad, or a little bit of both?
No. Journey in life, really.
Yeah.
Like I said, I started out, we never had a dad. And started out getting in a lot of trouble when I was younger.
Yeah.
If I was ever younger. You know what? If it wasn't for Shelley, I always say I'd be one of two places. I'd either be dead or in jail.
Yeah.
And so you got to get
Do you talk about
somehow.
Do you talk about Shelley in the book? Do you talk about Shelley in the book?
Oh, yeah.
Her two of you finding each other.
That.
And Oh, nice.
Absolutely.
Nice.
It was, there's a part in there about Shelley and how she, well, without her, like I said before, I wouldn't be around. I just wouldn't be. I was either in trouble or, I know I said that, but it's true. It's really true. Mm-hmm.
You have kids, right?
Yes.
Are they acting too?
Are they acting or in the entertainment industry at all?
No.
No, they took a totally different way, a totally different route.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Joanne.
What? I didn't mean anything. I didn't mean anything bad by it.
You know,
just curious. They became actors as well. That's all. Since Daddy had it, you know, Daddy had it in them, so maybe they had it in them.
They had something in them, but they didn't get in any trouble, and they were just great, and so was their mother. I got to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Their mother was very, very, very proud of them, and she helped them. They come from a beautiful family, etc. And but I had to get out of town because I was getting in really a lot of trouble. So I never knew I was a son and a daughter, and I didn't know them. But I kept thinking of myself, and I never had a dad. Son of a gun, if they didn't show up. And they were just beautiful to me, about me. And
right.
Wait a minute. Oh, that was...
I heard her. I heard her. She's reminding us of everything.
Well, yeah. She reminds me of everything, too. But how can I say this? You know, I didn't have a dad.
Right.
And so we wanted, I knew I had to clean my act up.
Right.
Or, you know, really, my friends were basically the bad guys.
Yeah. Well, everything's changed now. They're in your life. They're in your life now, and you know everything's good. So that's great. That's great. You know, you had a moment, you know, and you had to get yourself back to everybody else. So, I have to say, I didn't even realize you were in General Hospital in the 90s. Was that when Luke and Laura was on, or no?
It was right after that.
Okay, because that's when I was watching.
Me and Tony became really good friends.
Oh, cool.
And,
Luke. Because I was watching it around that time, and I guess if it was after that, then I probably didn't see it. Oh, was it around the Cassadines and all that?
Yeah.
I don't remember it. Now, you're glad what?
Doing a soap opera is a hell of a lot different than having your own show like Mod Squad. And what you on a soap opera, what you do is you come in and rehearse. Rehearse all morning and set the camera at all these places, the different places. And then in the afternoon, you shoot everything that you rehearsed in the morning, and that's it. And it really is, it's kind of a pain in the ass, but it works. And I got to be really good friends with friend. That's Shelley just said again. I wound up with a hell of a lot of respect.
Are you guys Are you guys still friends? Are you guys still friends?
I haven't seen him in a long, long time. He moved to Europe.
Oh, but, I didn't know that. Yeah.
He didn't call you?
I didn't know that. No.
He didn't call you. He was a hell of a nice
tell
guy.
Me. He didn't.
Oh, man.
But I did want to ask you, since you're talking about roles you did, now, you did a lot of stage. Did you like doing the live stuff more than you do the film?
Not really. The stage stuff was, I could, at that time in my life, I could kind of pick and choose. And so...
what you want, right.
Yeah, what I wanted to do... Oh, I started out saying, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to do Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Well,
so that's the kind of stuff that I was attracted to.
Yeah.
And, you know, who the hell wouldn't want to do something Paul Newman did?
And Dance Man. I can't picture you as a song and dance man. That's why I was asking.
I tell you, I would have tried it. I couldn't. I know I couldn't dance. You know, I became friends with, and he helped me a hell of a lot, was Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Dick, you know, he never took a dance lesson. In his life. Yeah. All that stuff that you saw.
Natural.
Mary Poppins and whatever have you.
All natural.
He just did it.
Right.
And you know where there's a little story if you want to know about how Dick got into all that. He wanted to be a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so who did he turn to? Stan Laurel.
Really?
And he said, how the hell am I going to get Stan Laurel? So he went, he was staying in what the hell was it? But anyway, he looked up Stan Laurel in the phone book, and sure as hell his name was there.
Right.
And so he called Mr. Laurel, and Stan Laurel asked him to come on over.
Mm.
He was living in Santa Monica. And for Stan Laurel to pick up the phone and say, come on over, can you imagine that?
Right,
this is the real Stan.
Right. Can you imagine finding Stan Laurel in the phone book? That's even a bigger thing, to find him in the phone book and he stuff.
That's so true. And that's what he did. And so he went over to Mr. Laurel's house, and they became great friends.
Mm. Well, we have a couple of callers. You want to take another call, hon?
Sure.
Let's see who we got calling to say that, how much they love you, because we all love you. Hold on one second. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michael Cole. What's your name? And you have a question or just want to say hi? Hello?
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 Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, my name is Carol. And my girlfriend Marie was talking with you before, and you said hi to me. I'm Carol.
Okay. That's neat. I love it.
We have been friends, Marie and I, for over 50 years, and you have always been the topic of our conversations, and you still are.
That's
very
touching, very flattering, and I appreciate it.
We just adore you. You're a wonderful man, a wonderful actor. I can't say enough.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that movie, Last Child.
Oh, that was heart-wrenching. That you were fabulous in that. You're fabulous in everything.
I appreciate that very much.
That was
The Last Child. You know who else was in that? A great actor named Van Heflin.
Was he the diabetic in the show, in the movie? There was a diabetic who befriended you, and they took his medicine away because he was found out. The whole movie. I remember every part of it. I'm so thrilled.
Carol, tell us what your fascination is with Mr. Michael Cole.
He's just wonderful.
Yes.
He's everything. He can do anything. And, you know, I'm listening to about, you know, his admiration of Dick Van Dyke. And it's, you know, he's the person I admire. Marie and I are just together on that. So I just,
nice.
He's everything.
Nice. See, they love you.
Beautiful.
They love you. I love you too, Carol. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it, and we've got.
This is such a pleasure. Thank you, and I wish you all the best.
I appreciate
that. To call you Michael is like I shouldn't do that. I feel like I shouldn't do that.
No.
You're just on the top. You're just fabulous. I
appreciate
feel like I'm
that.
Ranting.
Nicely.
I'm just flattered to get to speak with you. Thank you.
It's mutual.
Thank you,
Carol.
All
take
right.
care. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
You bet. God bless. Bye bye.
Let's see what we got. Hi. What's wrong with Nicole? What's your name? And do you have a question or just want to say hi?
Hi. My name is Stephanie Whitehead, and I think Michael knows me better as Steph.
Hey, Steph.
Where are you?
Where am I?
Shell, it's Steph. That's really great.
I'm at home and in my little office and listening to you and just loving hearing your voice and loving you communicating with everybody.
So neat, Steph. Steph has worked very, very hard along with my wife to start, I hate to call them fan clubs.
My friend clubs.
But anyway, Steph, thanks for... I don't know what shows.
Steph, how many members does the fan club have right now?
Right now we're at just about 1,000, and we're going to keep increasing it because everybody, as the days go on, discover that this is a good way to communicate with Michael, send messages to Michael and Shelley, and find out what Michael's up to, which an awful lot of his friends and fans out there aren't aware of the fact that there is a way. So we've been very fortunate with that, and both Michael and Shelley have been so wonderful about contributing and giving. They're so giving with their information and their photos, and they just make it such a wonderful, fun experience. Thank you,
and
Michael.
Where can people sign up to join the fan club? What's the name of it, and where can people get involved?
They can go to Facebook and type in Michael Cole's official fan group. And then when that pops up, it's going to say that it's a closed group. That doesn't mean that it's closed. Nobody can join. It means that you need to be approved to join up, and which is very easy, very, very easy to do.
Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome. Thank you. I do have a quick question if you want to give the fans a little bit more information. I was thinking that people might be wondering, they all know that you're still in touch with Clarence, which is lovely, but we were wondering, is there anybody else back from the Mod Squad days that you run into at the grocery store or chat with on the phone every so often? Anybody else still in the picture?
No, not really. I'm really kind of a loner, as you know, Steph. And in fact, Shelley and I are closer to you and your husband as much as anybody since we stopped shooting. And the only thing I can tell the people is how wonderful you have been to Shelley and myself.
Fan page.
It's fan page. It's Stephanie.
Well, having the fan group and being able to share with you guys, the feeling is so mutual. My husband and I just adore you and Shelley so much. And it's not a fan admiration for the most talented, handsome actor that ever lived, but it's four friends that like to hang out and just share each
other.
That's
exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm. It is. I'm so gifted.
Oh, wow.
If anybody can hear or wants to, it's Michael Cole Official Fan Group.
Wow.
On Facebook.
And
Stephanie, started the whole bloody thing. And
with consent from you guys, and it has just grown and bubbled and made life wonderful for me and hopefully for all the rest of your friends that are members of the group.
I love the way you put that.
Nice.
As Stephanie would. All your friends.
Thank you, Michael.
Nice.
Well, she's saying hey. Very special.
Thank you for both of you for doing this radio show for all the fans and friends today, and appreciate it.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Thank you, Joanne.
And I love them too.
Boy,
there's lots of
fun
to go around. Exactly. What's not to love? There's plenty to share, right? If Shelley's letting us share them, then that's great.
She is so generous.
Thank you. Thank you, honey.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, if you guys want to join the fan page, go to the Cole Official fan page on Facebook, and Stephanie will hook you up and then put you through and show your love for Michael. And like she said, they Michael shares a lot, and I've seen the post. He gets the involved, and so they actually do speak to you. So, which is cool. Very nice.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoying the show. You have a ball with the rest of it.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. Take care.
Good night.
Bye bye.
That was really neat.
See, Michael. Yeah, everybody loves you.
Wow.
Everybody loves you. And your birthday's coming up, isn't it? What's your birthday?
I have no idea.
I thought it was coming up.
I'm going to be 98.
Wow.
No, I'm not. I'm only kidding. Did you just say wow?
Did you think
no,
you'd ever
no,
say
no,
that?
No, no.
Did you think that ever come out of your lips? 98.
No,
great.
I'm not really. I just...
What? How old are you going to be? Not 98. You're my chops.
No,
You're not 98.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. You're lying to me, see? I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. So now, you think you may write another book, Michael, or no? You said it all.
I've been thinking about it. That one, the one that's out was mostly about, you know, the me and the show and stuff like that. But I'd like to do one about closer to my brother not get choked up.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
my brother just passed not too long ago.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. He was a military man.
You're growing up with your brother? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
And, you know, we grew up together. We didn't have really much of anything.
Mm.
But we had each other. Our ma had to work very, very hard, very long,
mm-hmm.
and to keep the three of us, ma and Ted, my brother and I, I'm sorry.
I know.
I cannot.
I know, because you looked up to him so much. You loved him so much, and I know your mom basically killed herself to give you every little. We didn't have much, but what you had yourself to get. You know, I know the feeling. I grew up with the same thing. Yeah. So. You know.
Okay,
I grew up.
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly. And for you to become successful and for her to see it is just beautiful. So I wish my mom had gotten to see, well, I wasn't as successful as you, but I wish my mom had gotten to see me, you know, do what I wanted to do in my life when I was younger, musically and stuff. But she isn't here, so, you know. But, yeah, she worked hard.
Yep,
to
do.
That's what, you know, so...
Yeah.
I played the white guy on Amazon, anywhere online, right? You could get I played the white guy anywhere online, I'm guessing.
You get it from, where the hell do you get this from?
Amazon. Amazon. Do you have a website yourself, Michael? Or just the fan page?
No, Shelley has.
Oh, okay, good. Are you selling the book on the website?
I don't know how to work one. I really don't. Michelle, how do they...
Go ahead, honey. I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm so sorry.
How do they get your...
the website. Ask her what the website is.
Yeah, the website and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
On Facebook, Michael Cole's official fan group on Facebook.
Right, but is
Did
there a website? Is there a website too, Shell?
Shell, is there a website too?
Oh, not really. I mean, there is.
Hmm. Well, we know if anybody wants to join the fan club, go to Michael Cole official fan.
Mod Squad fan group.
It's like as usual. Oh yes, that's right. There's a Mod Squad fan group too. Cool. Yeah. Nice. Well, Michael, I want to thank you so much. I love to talk to you. You're such a sweetheart. And, oh, God, thank you so much. I can't even say it enough. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. And look how much you're loved. And I hope that made your day. It made my day knowing that so many people love you just like you. So I think that's great.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. And we can talk again anytime.
Absolutely. I will definitely keep in touch like we used to. And I will definitely give you a call more often. I will.
Yes.
But I thank you so much, everybody. Michael Cole, check out his book, I Played the White Guy. It's available on Amazon and probably anywhere online. And also, if you want to join the fan club, Michael Cole Official Fan Page on Facebook. And then there's a Mod Squad group as well. And go get to know this wonderful man. You will not regret it. It's just an amazing thing. I'm the pleasure of getting to know him is beyond. I'm speechless now. I'm speechless because just the opportunity.
It's
back at you, Joanne. In more ways than one. So
back at you.
You
feel the same way.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Well, I love you. I love Shelley. Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful evening. Everybody, Michael Cole, thank you so much. Michael, take care. I love you, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good night. My love to Shelley, please.
I will do that right now.
Thank you. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Michael is so sweet. Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, we used to talk like once. I don't even want to say once a month. It was more than that, actually. And I just get so tied up. I the phone calls I make are usually booking the show and whatnot. And then, believe me, I try to chat with people. It's just so hard. I have no time. And I thank Michael for still doing the show tonight. We were considering canceling on my end. I'm not trying. Because I have body issues as it is. The pain. So if you do have pain, I can't even tell. When I got it last night, I literally passed out. It knocked me out. I felt like I was drugged, totally knocked out. That's right. And then today was just, oh God, I can't even tell you. I'm feeling much better now speaking to my boyfriend Michael because he cheered me up. So this Sunday, I think I'm going to do the music mashup on the 2nd. We haven't done one in a while. I know it's May 2nd, so I may do a monthly mashup on the 2nd. For those of you who don't know, that's all the music of our guests that have been on. I'm going to pick some good ones, and I hope you guys are going to enjoy it. And the 5th is going to be great. The calendar should be updated as soon as possible. I apologize. It's all on me. My job is kicking my ass, and my body's kicking my ass, and this damn COVID shot surely kicked my ass. So on the 5th is really cool. If anybody's looking to make money online at home, I have an expert coming on, April Anderson. She is phenomenal, and she will help you. And this is all legit, folks. This is legit. And it's how to make money online from the comfort of your own home, and you can do it. And she's going to talk all about that. And then really cool, we've got Marion Ross from Happy Days and one of America's favorite moms for Mother's Day show on the 7th. And then Jamie Linehart is going to be on. She's a mom as well, musician, and that's going to be pretty cool. And the 9th, I'm going to take a break. I'm a mother, so I take a rest. So we were going to take Mother's Day off. So I'm so excited. I'm excited. Mark Barron, he's an actor. Victor Miglechan, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's an actor from a new Netflix series. I don't have the name of it off the top of my head. Patty Parks, the blues singer-musician, is going to be on the 23rd. We're going to play some new music for her. And then Mag Vila is going to be on, and we've got a couple of folks we're going to be throwing in there. I have a very special guest coming up. I'm not going to announce it yet because I don't have the date yet, but that is coming. So I want to tell you guys about, I want to say thank you to my sponsors, but I can't move. I got the list somewhere here. I mean, I apologize. Normally I'm moaning and groaning in pain from my car accident. That's a COVID shot. Killed. It's so funny. My son, did you ever see that nut job? He's an evangelist, and he's scary looking. I don't know why. It's his eyes or something. He's just scary. He's got this head too. He's just very weird. And during COVID, he's like, COVID-19, be gone, or something like that. So I come in from my office, the studio, and my son puts his shirt. He goes, COVID-19, and it just, no, it was just so weird because this morning I had my monthly doctor's appointment, and we checked my oxygen, heart level. Oxygen was very low because of the shot, and the heart rate was extremely high, but we were okay. So we check in all day. I made it through the day. As soon as work, I crashed. I slept, which was so, and speaking to just healed me a little bit, made me feel a hell of a lot better. So thank you again, Michael Cole. Check out I Played the White Guy, and it's about his life, and he had a rough life, God, he had a rough life, and to turn it all around, and thank you to Shelley for the two of them connecting and changing each other's lives for the better, and just so happy that I had the opportunity and the honor to speak with him tonight. And fans, and his fans, thank you all for calling in. Thank you so much. We had callers from New York, Maryland. One looked like Arizona. I don't know. I can't. 623 area code. I don't know where that is. But real quick, thank you to the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. WB Wines in South Africa, Cheese for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntec Productions in Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloyson Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, BikiniBottles.com, H21 Hand Sanitizer, Michael's Arts and Crafts Store, yes, the Michael's Arts and Crafts Store, Gamefly, oh God, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, that's a new one. No, I'm trying to think of these names. Singles is the one. I apologize. It's all me. Time is not on my side. I just don't have time. So, hoping to get all that going very soon for you guys. So, what's today? Friday. Let's say it's the weekend. Let's do weekend. Take care. And we'll see. Sunday, maybe a monthly music mashup. I'll see. Depending how I feel, maybe we may not do anything, but we'll see. Have a good night. You could have been doing anything, and you were hanging out with me, and I thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Weekend. Take care. Michael Cole, thank you. Love you.